and welcome to Flow with the Funk. My name is Michelle, aka Flow, aka your funky celebrant. This is a podcast aimed at anyone and everyone interested in love and ceremony, from the beginning of life to the end of life, and everything in between. Welcome back, everybody, and we're continuing my series on sustainable weddings. And I'm very excited to introduce to you all my lovely friend Mercedes, who I met for the first time at the beginning of February. We vibed, we bonded. She's ace. But I'm not going to tell you anything else about her because she's going to tell you all about herself, as about her sustainable journey. Hi, Mercedes. Please introduce yourself.
Hi. Lovely to see you again after the Sustainable Wedding Summit, which was epic. So my name is Mercedes from For Your Path to Weddings and Events, and we are venue decorators and stylists based in South East London. So we cover all of South London and Kent up to about Ashford. What do we do? So we style weddings and events, we provide decor, we hand make a lot of our props ourselves using reclaimed wood. We don't supply any single use plastic, we don't supply any balloons. And everything is on a higher basis. So we come and we set it up and we come and we collect it. So it's completely stress free. And we try to source a lot of our props and decor secondhand as well. So like we'll be going to like vintage markets, antique fairs, car boots, that kind of thing, looking for like really unique vintage quirky pieces that we can hire out. Mm. And yeah, that's us.
That's cool. So how long have you been in business?
So we started in 2018, August 2018. So we're coming up to our sixth year now.
Yay, party time. Yeah. And how did obviously the big C hit? Yeah. I mean, obviously everything closed down.
Well, obviously there were no weddings or events at all. So I was really close to saying, should I just pack this up and go back to employment? Mm. But my husband bought me one of those cutting machines during COVID, and I started doing like gifts and wedding gifts and favors and stuff like that, and that literally saw me through COVID. I was also doing the party in a boxes, you know, where we put all the party bits in a box and then deliver it to their door.
Oh, that's cool.
So they could have like their own birthdays and stuff inside their houses. So we did that, we did a couple of those, but yeah, it was between that and the gifts making that literally pulled me through COVID. But yeah, we're now on the other side of it and business is so great. I've actually had to stop doing the gifts because I just don't have the time to do both anymore. Yeah. Business is going really well at the moment.
Awesome. I wish I'd known about the party boxes because I had two lockdown birthdays. I wasn't impressed.
Oh, no.
We literally locked down about 4 days before my birthday. And then obviously we were still going through it the following year. And it's like, I can't believe I've had two lockdown birthdays. This is not.
My mum had her big 6-0 in lockdown, her big birthday. And she was so upset because we were planning a huge party. It was a bit sucky. But we're gonna come back and I think we're going to do her 65th. And we're going to do it big because she deserves it. She's amazing.
Yeah, make it awesome. Anyway, that is behind us. We've moved on and you're booming. Which is brilliant, which is really, 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 really good to hear. So when you started your business, did you start with the view that you were going to be doing a completely eco and a green business, or has that evolved?
Not at all. Literally, when I started my business, I used to do balloons, believe it or not.
I do believe it.
I used to offer balloons. I used to offer single-use plastic. I used to offer like personalised water bottles. Plastic water bottles with like labels on them personalized for your event. I used to supply like plastic straws and all sorts. Literally, I used to supply everything that any normal party supplier would supply.
Yeah.
And then in 2019, and it was early 2019, I was watching a documentary with my now 6-year-old. Mm. And there was a turtle in the documentary and it had a straw stuck in its nose.
Yeah.
And it absolutely cut me up. When I tell you, I was a blubbering mess. Mostly because the day before, I had just done a setup for a kids' party and there was plastic water bottles with like personalized labels and there were straws and plastic cups and balloons and all sorts. And I was like, I am contributing to what I'm seeing in this documentary right now. Like, I am literally contributing to that. And it was at that point. And even my son, I think he was like, oh, must he have been like 3, 2 or 3? He was really upset about what he was seeing in the documentary as well. And I was like, what am I doing to make sure that this planet is still around for my son and his kids and his grandkids? I was like, at the moment, I'm doing absolutely nothing, and it's ridiculous. And it was at that point where I said, right, I can't do this anymore. If I'm going to do this business, I'm going to do it so that it's actually making a positive impact on the planet. And I stopped doing balloons. I stopped single-use plastic. Literally in that moment, I had one more booking that had balloons, and I told them I wouldn't be able to do the balloons anymore. I refunded the money. And she went with someone else, but I at that point I was just like, I can't contribute to it anymore. And yeah, and ever since we've just not supplied it at all. But yeah, it was in that moment I was like, not me, not in my name. Yeah.
It just takes that one light bulb moment, doesn't
Oh
it?
yeah, definitely.
So were you kind of like doing any of the DIY kind of stuff before that, or is this all just since that epiphany?
So I used to make a few props myself anyway, because I quite like woodwork and stuff like that. But it wasn't until I had that moment when I realized actually this business can do so much more than what it's doing right now. And I can build more of my props rather than just building a few when I can be bothered. I could probably build the majority of my props and do it all from reclaimed wood and have that impact that I could possibly have if I'd make those changes. So yeah, it was a huge light bulb moment for me. Huge light bulb.
And how easy was it for you to transition to being completely green?
So I was very passionate about it very instantly. And this doesn't come for a lot of people, but for me, it was instantly right. Planet first, profit second. So I literally that same day I completely overhauled my complete business. I was like, no more. Like I said, I had one more booking that I had. I mean, it was still early days for me, so I wasn't like doing weddings every weekend or doing parties every weekend. I just started, so I only had a couple bookings, and I had that one booking that had balloons, and I was like, I'm just not going to do it. And I contacted her, I said, I can't do the balloons anymore, and I refunded her money because I just didn't want to be associated with it anymore. And it was in that moment that I knew that I had to drastically make a change rather than just have some, okay, well, I'll just do this booking and then after this one, I won't. I felt it strongly in my heart that I just had to stop.
And be all
You
or
know what I
nothing.
mean? Yeah.
Absolutely. Cool.
Yeah.
So how did you come across Michelle and the SWA?
I think it was just on Instagram. I think I saw a post on Instagram and I saw it and I followed them. And I was just reading through their posts and I was like, oh my God, this is like the community that I've been looking for. This is the support that I've always wanted. And they were doing scholarships at the time, and that's how I was able to get on it. And yeah, it was just I applied for the scholarship and I got an email back saying that I'd been accepted. And I was like, yes, amazing. But yeah, it's been a journey, but it's been such an enjoyable journey with SWA. I mean, they're amazing. The support is just completely unmatched. But it's been such an enjoyable journey. Such an enjoyable journey.
So anybody that's obviously listening to this, we're in series three, and this is all about sustainable weddings. So hopefully I shouldn't need to explain what SWA stands for, but I'm going to anyway because I'm extra and that's me. Sustainable Wedding Alliance is
Yeah.
the SWA, and Michelle Miles is the director of the SWA, and she set up in lockdown, or was it just before lockdown?
Yeah, it was in lockdown.
So when did you come across her?
It was during lockdown as well, because I think it was it 2020? I think I joined. Yeah, I think it was 2020 that I joined. No, was it 2020? Yeah, no, I think it was end of 2020. Yeah, it was end of 2020 that I joined. Yeah, because then I was accredited a year later. Yeah. So yeah, that's it.
One of the early adopters then.
Yes, yeah. This is
Leading the
so
way.
I when I joined, the doing an accreditation was a lot harder than it is now.
Shut up, it's hard enough now. Don't make out yours was really, really difficult.
I said this, I was like, listen, anybody who joins and does the accreditation now has got it a lot easier than when we were doing it in early days, because there's literally like step-by-step guide now. There was none of that when I got accredited. It was just kind of like, oh, here's your thing, now off you pop. It's just like, okay.
So I did right in joining when I joined then.
Yeah, exactly. You joined at the right time. So I know there's some people who started around the same time as me who haven't got their accreditation yet because it was a lot harder. But
Yeah.
now that they've got the guide to go through, it does make it a lot easier. It does,
It's still
definitely.
hard.
I know it's definitely still hard, but it has to be, because if it
Yeah.
was easy, if it was too easy, then you wouldn't be going through your business with a fine-tooth comb, which you need to do in order to get the accreditation. And that just proves how amazing it is.
Yeah. Yeah. No,
Yeah.
I've put my paperwork in for my accreditation. I've finished the course, so I'm just waiting for
Yay!
Michelle to come back to
Congratulations.
me. Just waiting for Michelle to come back to me and say, have I got enough in there? Do I need to do anything
Yeah.
before she'll give me the accreditation? So I've
Yeah.
got everything crossed that I can join you on that pedestal of being
No.
been an awesome accredited supplier. But yeah, so you had to do it all kind of, you were obviously finding your way. Yeah. So, I mean,
Yeah.
you lead the pack anyway. You're one of the early adopters. What was the award you won at the?
Oh, yes, the Sustainable Wedding Awards. I was Judge's Choice Award winner.
Because you really do live and breathe it.
I
Yeah.
do, I do.
Really.
And you
Yeah.
know what? It took me a long time to get to a point where I can be like openly proud of how much I've done and where I've come from. Obviously, I'm very humble. I'm not going to see like here. Look at me, I'm amazing. But it's taken me a long time to get to a point where, like, yeah, actually, I am doing a lot, and I am shouting about it, and I deserve to be recognized for that. And it's taken me a long time to get to that point. But yeah, I was very, very gobsmacked when I won that award.
I
The
know, I saw your
professional
face.
photos are out, and there's a shot of me just like,
I know, I saw your face.
Oh Lord. But yeah, it was an amazing achievement, and I'm proud of myself. I really am.
Yeah. You say every time I put my Instagram app on or something like that, and I see a post from you, you're shouting about it.
Yeah.
You're shouting about how to do everything green, and it's just brilliant because you are a leader of the pack, and it's like, yeah, what's Mercedes doing? When I was when I had to do my sustainability statement, it's like, how did Mercedes do hers? I
No, I
like
love that though. I love that because
that
it's like like I said, without blowing my own horn, I am becoming a little bit of an influencer in the industry, and that's a great thing because
absolutely.
I love the idea that other people are looking at me and saying, actually, look at what she's doing, I can do that too. And I have no qualms if every venue stylist in the area decided, actually, I want to become sustainable too, because they've seen what I've done. I think that'd be amazing because we're all different. And I think collaboration and community is going to be way better than competition.
Absolutely.
Naturally, if we were all providing a sustainable service, then just imagine the change that that would make in the wedding industry. So I have no qualms whatsoever about people coming, copying my style or looking at what I'm doing or anything like that. I'm like, yeah, come and look. I'm learning from other people. Come and learn from me. That's perfectly okay. Let's do it. Let's do it together. Do you know what I mean?
So do you think every industry within the wedding industry can become green?
Oh yeah, 100%, 100%, even in the smallest of ways. I remember someone saying to me when I first started, I'm a photographer, there's not really much that I can do to become green. I mean, I take the train and I've got my camera and that's about it. And I'm like, yeah, but what about, think about all the other things that you do as well. Like, you supply albums, what materials are you sending out? Leather albums, like you could use a different material for that. Are you taking the train to all of your venues, or are you driving to some of them? Is your car petrol? Is it electric? So there are different things that you can do. What's your website being hosted on? Is it on green energy? So there's little things you can do, and it doesn't matter how small it is, as long as you're making some changes, you're having a positive impact, and that's what's important. People think that they need to become green and eco overnight, just click your fingers, right? Let's do it. No, it takes loads of little steps, and that will all accumulate to a huge difference. And I always say this with people, don't try to jump in at the deep end. Paddle your way there, and you will get there. Of course you will.
Yeah, absolutely. Because when I'm assuming when I first started to look at it, because there is only one, I know other celebrants are looking at joining because I've been having this conversation with quite a few people. There is only one celebrant other than me that's part of the SWA at the minute. And just talking to her, just thinking, well, what is it that we do as celebrants? We turn up, we read a script and we come away again. Well, how can we make that green? And it's like, actually, there's far more we can do than we
Oh, yeah.
originally thought that we could do.
Yeah.
Like you say, it's not all about forking out thousands of pounds and being instantly green because it does take time, you
Oh,
know.
yeah, definitely.
But it's looking at the supply chain and stuff like that, isn't it?
Yeah. And that's when you start getting into the nitty-gritty of being sustainable, isn't it? It's about looking about not just the service you provide, but the services you're looking for and who you're getting them from.
Absolutely. Do you feel it's had a knock-on effect in your personal life?
Oh, yeah. Big time, big time. I mean, we always tried to be really like with the recycling and stuff. And that was like kind of the biggest amount that we would do personally. But again, when I watched that documentary, that it was a personal and business thing for me. So recycling, yeah, we've always done that, but now we're even stricter with our recycling. Packaging, we always go for either package free or recyclable packaging for anything that we buy in the house. We're looking to move to things like eco cleaning products and washing laundry detergent products and stuff like that. But it's so personal when it comes to your personal life, like preference. So we try a brand, oh, it's okay, not quite liking it, so we try another one. Do you know what I mean? So we're still on that journey of trying to find a brand that we love. We really like Ocean Saver at the moment for their cleaning products. They're amazing, so we're going to stick with them. But other things, we're still like we're trying to find like deodorant at the moment because we used to use the can. So we're trying to find one, and we've seen a couple different ones which are being advertised on like Instagram and stuff, but we don't really like the smell. So just it's trial and error, isn't it, when it comes
They
to
don't work.
personal
I mean,
items?
I've tried one. It's just like
Yeah, exactly.
no.
Exactly. So it's really trial and error when it comes to personal things. Whereas in your business, it's so much easier. It's just like, right, I need LED bulbs. Let's change them. There's no preferred brand. It just needs to be LED. You know what I mean? So it's a lot easier when it comes to the business, but then when it's personal, it's like, oh, I don't really like that. Or I don't like the smell. I'm not really getting, do you know what I mean? So it takes a lot longer, I think, with my personal than it is with the business.
I'm just trying all the co-products at the minute, and I've also found washing detergent, which is like a cloth thing.
Yeah, like a sheet and it dissolves. Yeah, that's the one we're trying at the moment. Yeah.
Deontail, something like that.
Yeah. So we've tried My Earth Breathe or something like that. It's the one we're trying, yeah.
No, so I'm on co for all the cleaning stuff, but it's really weird because it's like I've tried it before, thinking, oh yeah, whatever, I'm being all green, and then just gone back to normal stuff, and I've said to my
Yeah.
husband, no, we're doing
Yeah, it's trying to get into
it
that
this time, we're
routine, isn't
doing it
it?
this time.
Yeah.
So our biggest probably that we're doing the least for is we don't recycle properly, so I need to, that's the next thing. I've changed all my cleaning products. Still got to find a good deodorant. My hairdresser makes her own deodorant, and she says hers is kick ass. So I'm going to get the recipe off hers and
Ah.
see if that works.
Yeah.
But yeah, I think it's about what's going in the water supply, sorted. Now it's what's going under my armpits I need to sort, because that ain't good. But isn't it weird though? Like you say, you start thinking about your business and. Without any effort, it migrates into your
Oh
personal life,
yeah,
doesn't it?
definitely, definitely.
It does
And
it.
especially for us as like sole traders and solo entrepreneurs, because your business is your life. Your business is your life. It's your baby. And it interchanges all the time between your business and your personal life. So if you've got values and ethics in your business, those automatically go into your personal life, don't they?
So yeah, it's all good stuff. So with your accreditation, does it open anything up to you, or is it just about Just being at the top of the pile, cheerleading and helping everybody
Yeah.
up.
I'm not sure if it's opened up anything for me. I mean, to be honest, I do find that when I approach venues, they do like to hear that I've got an accreditation in the Sustainable Wedding Alliance. I recently became a recommended supplier at Lambeth Assembly Halls, which I posted on Instagram this morning.
Yeah, saw
And that
that.
was because I met them at the Sustainable Wedding Summit, and I told them that I was accredited and that how I'm working towards net zero. And they were like, oh my God, we love this. We're becoming more sustainable. We're joining the SWA. We'd love to have you on our list. And I was like, great. So yeah, it definitely has opened doors in that response. I am a recommended supplier at another venue called Fraser's in Kent, and they're like super sustainable. So me being an SWA member and accredited did help with that. I think for me, it's just making sure that I have all the knowledge that I possibly can. I'm always learning when it comes to sustainability. It's never gonna finish. There's always gonna be something new that's happening or something that comes out. It's for me, it's just making sure that I know everything that I can and that I keep learning, so that I can pass that on to my couples, to my followers, just so that I'm always in the know, basically.
Cool. So, what's your message to any supplier that is listening to this thinking, oh, I want to know more about the SWA? What's your message?
I think for me, the first thing would be to sign up to the newsletters because there's so much information in just in those newsletters alone. Make sure you're following them on Instagram. And to be honest, I don't really think you need to sell the SWA because once you're following them and you see the message that they're showing everyone, you'll automatically just be engaged with them. You'll want to know more. You'll keep following them. You'll look out for their stories. And I think you will end up joining just by that. I know I've had loads of people who've messaged me saying, oh, you're always talking about this SWA. I gave them a follow. What they're doing is so good. And they've wanted to join and they've looked into it and they've gone to I think they did what is it? They did a Zoom call recently, didn't they, to introduce the SWA. And I know some people who went on that call. But I think if you're not looking at sustainability as an important part of your business right now, you are already behind the curve.
Absolutely.
Already behind the curve. Because if you cannot see where everything is going right now, I was on a workshop this morning with Adam Bastock from Small 99 about carbon reduction plans. And he showed us something that came from the NHS, basically saying anybody who wants to tender for NHS work has to have a carbon reduction plan. Doesn't matter what size your business is. You could be a large business, you could be a small business. If you want to work with us, you have to have a carbon reduction plan. And this is the NHS. They're not the first people to do this. So it's only a matter of time before big companies, just in general, and it will trickle down to smaller companies as well, say, listen, if you want to work with us, it's already happening in government as well. If you want to work with us, you have to have a carbon reduction plan. So if you're not already looking into what carbon your business is emitting and what you can do to try and reduce it, then you're already behind the curve and you're going to be playing catch up. So I urge any small business, whether you're in the wedding industry or out, start looking at what you can do, small steps. Just actually, the first thing you should do is look into just doing your first carbon footprint. Just do your first one. You won't understand all of it, but having that baseline is going to be so helpful when you start. Right, let's have a look at how I can reduce this now. I'm having to go back and do my baseline back to 2019 when I started, because I only started doing my carbon footprint once I started the SWA because I didn't know anything about it before then. So it's not a true reflection of how my carbon footprint has reduced. So I'm having to go back and redo my carbon footprint for 2019 so it can show a true reflection of how it's reduced. But if you're starting now, I always say go
Doing
and
now.
do your carbon footprint first thing first.
Before you even start on the journey, because then you know where you're at. Feels like I'm gonna have to go backwards.
Well, they do say they do, they advise for your baseline year to be 2019 if you were in business then anyway.
Right.
I think that's what the government has set as the baseline year. So
Right.
they want all businesses to go back and start from 2019. So if you were in business in 2019, then yeah, definitely go
Okay.
back and see if you can do it.
See, 2019 was an extremely busy year for me.
Yeah.
Eek. So I know I've reduced it. I don't need to do it. I know I've reduced it because it's very busy and I'm not so busy now. So that's it. I'm silly. I joke. No, yeah, yeah, that's probably going to be my next step. Go back and
Yeah.
look at what's changed from then to now and what's going to keep on changing in the future.
Yeah,
This is
exactly.
awesome. Could talk to you all day, but I know you're busy, so I'm going to go in a sec. So, when are you going to start coming to Essex so that I can start to recommend when so I can start to recommend you to
What?
my
There's a wedding
venues?
venue. There's a wedding venue in Essex called Barnfield Weddings. Have you heard of it?
I've just emailed her again this morning because
Oh my
I
God.
emailed her in February in January, saying can we connect? And she was busy and I was busy. She
Yeah.
said wait till March. I've literally just emailed her again this morning saying when can I come and see you?
Yeah, honestly, it's stunning, absolutely beautiful, and their sustainable ethos is just like right on par with mine. I'm like, oh my God, if I actually covered Essex, I would love to work there. But the problem for me is, obviously, I drive an electric van,
Yeah, so yeah, it's getting
so if I can't get to a venue and back on one charge, I end up sitting for hours trying to get enough charge so that I can get home. So as a rule, are the venues that we will go to, if I can get there in one charge and back, then it's in our catchment area. Except from anything past the River Thames, because I will not drive into London. I just absolutely refuse to, because I spend more time driving than I do actually at the venue. So yeah, I have to think about my logistics when it
Yeah.
comes to the catchment area. But having said that, they are working really, really hard on batteries with better mileage for
Yeah.
vans. So
Yeah.
at the moment, you can get a car. I don't know which brand it is, but it's got like 300 mile range, which is
Not
amazing.
enough. Not enough. Not enough.
It's not
No,
enough,
seriously,
but
it's not enough for me because I mean I can obviously I do travel all over the country.
yeah.
Like you say, I need to be able to get there and back.
Yeah.
And I'm not thinking, oh, I've got half an hour to go and sit at a garage
Yeah.
while it charges before I even get there. I need to at least be able to get there. And if they've got
Yeah.
a charger there, brilliant, because I can charge
Yeah.
it before I come home.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I need to
And
at
that's
least
the
be
thing though. So
able to
my
get there.
van is 140 mile
Oh, it's
range,
not enough, is it? Oh.
but in real terms, it's
Yeah.
only about 111 in
Yeah.
real life terms. So hence why I say the furthest I will go is about 50 miles, because it's gonna be 50 miles there and 50 miles
Yeah.
back. That's one charge for me.
Yeah.
But they are saying that they're looking to put bigger batteries in vans for next year. And when my lease is up on my van and I have to go for a new one, hopefully the next one will be like 300 miles. And then I'll be like, yes, I can go to Essex.
They can then you can stay and see me in action.
Yeah,
Yeah.
exactly.
Awesome, awesome. So how do we get hold of you? Those people that can get hold of you and are in within your catchment area.
Yes. Those people who are in South London and Kent, it's very. People get really frustrated with me because I say, oh yeah, I cover London. They're like, oh yeah, my venue's in East London. I was like, yeah, I'm not going into East
No,
London.
don't go there. It's too far.
Sorry. When I say London, I mean this part of London. But yeah, so you can contact me. The best, quickest way to contact me is on my website via my contact form. That's www.foryourparty.co.uk. Or you can email me info@foryourparty.co.uk. And I am on every single social media there is platform using at For Your Party. And literally, I'm on TikTok, I'm on Facebook, Instagram, YouTube. I'm on Twitter, although it's not called Twitter anymore, is it? It's called X.
X, and I'll come off
Yeah,
that one.
I'm on there as well. I mean, I've not been on there since it turned from Twitter to X, but I am on there.
Yeah, so we can get hold of you
Yeah,
globally.
anyway.
Yeah, cool. Oh, Mercedes, thank you so much for joining me. I know it's been a short and sweet chat, but I do love chatting to you, and
Thank you for having
I
me.
can't wait for the next summit. I'm
Oh
already
yeah,
kind of like
definitely. I feel like
planning.
we need to have a meet up before the summit though. I can't wait till next year, February, to see everyone again. It was such a vibe. It literally was just so amazing.
It was amazing. Oh, I'm in London in a couple of weeks, but yeah, that's for my birthday, so yeah.
Ooh.
Harry Potter.
Ah.
So yeah, but no, it'll be cool if we can get people to you know, say train it into London,
Yeah.
go somewhere, talk weddings,
Yep.
talk sustainability,
Have a drink, because you
have a
know I always
drink.
have to have a
Yeah,
drink.
I'm thinking in a park somewhere.
Oh, okay,
Yeah, I'm thinking in a
yeah.
park
I can
somewhere.
still
So
bring wine to I can bring wine to a park.
yeah, so we're
Yeah.
outside. We can lie there, look at trees, and talk about how we're gonna keep, you know, keep the trees, keep the
Yeah.
grass, keep our planet fresh and alive.
100%.
Yeah, and say get people to join the evolution revolution. I've just made that up.
Yes.
I probably haven't just made it up, but I just have in my head.
No, I love that. Definitely. Definitely.
Awesome. Okay, thank you so much for joining me. So everybody that you want to get hold of Mercedes, it's at for ya party, or rather than not your, it's ya.
It's yeah.
And I'll put all the links in the chat anyway. So and I look forward to seeing you soon.
Yes, thank
Okay,
you.
thank you.
Bye.
Bye. Isn't Mercedes just fabulous? Check out her links, give her a follow, and check out the SWA too. Be great to have you on board. See you soon.